The case fell behind schedule almost immediately as prospective juror after juror reported knowing either Joe Robidoux, one of his three alleged victims, or having some past experience with sexual assault. Superior Court Judge David George met in chambers with almost every prospective juror to determine what, if any, knowledge they had of the case. Several jurors were dismissed following their in-private interviews. And then there were the peremptory challenges. Robidoux's defense attorney, Julie Willoughby, excused 10 prospective jurors out of hand. District Attorney Gene Seaton excused 5. Lawyers do not have to give a reason for a preempt, but based on the questions she asked in open court, Willoughby was clearly trying to find jurors with strong principles of justice. Among other things, she asked, "Do you believe in a fundamental right to confront your accusers? How do you know if someone's telling the truth? Who has the most difficulty knowing who's telling the truth?" Willoughby's answer to this question prompted an immediate objection from the state.
"It's actually judges and cops."
"May we approach, Your Honor?"
Willoughby also questioned jurors about the meaning of a reasonable doubt, and she frequently reminded them that the state's burden was to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. After a day and a half of work, a jury was finally impaneled at 1 p.m. At 2 p.m., Gene Seaton began to build the state's case against Robidoux. "This would be easier if you were passed out," she opened, paraphrasing the words Robidoux is alleged to have said to one of his victims as he clasped his hands around her neck. Seaton then ran through a litany of charges against Robidoux, claiming he engaged in a range of non-consensual behaviors, from groping the women, exposing himself to them both at school and at their homes, forcing them to touch his exposed genitals, and in one instance, threatening violence. None of the charges involved physical rape or the use of a weapon, and the victims, Seaton noted, did not immediately come forward. But in her remarks to the jury, Seaton said this didn't matter.
"All three of the witnesses were fairly reluctant to come forward. It's the state of Alaska bringing these charges, not the three witnesses who realize that their lives, every little thing they do, is going to be put under a microscope and criticized. They're not the ones bringing the charges, but they will tell you what happened to them at the hands of the man who should have been looking out for their safety, the man they should have been able to trust, the man they should have been able to go to if they had problems like this."
The judge recessed court for the day following the state's opening. The defense will open in the morning. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.